Gemma, why have you brought us out here in the middle of the night? Felicity grouses, wiping sleep from her eyes. You'll see, I say, shining the light of a lamp over the back lawn. She shivers in her thin nightgown. We might at least have brought our cloaks. Anne wraps her arms about her middle, her teeth chatter.
I want to go back to bed. If Mrs. Nightwing should find us...
She glances behind us for signs of our headmistress. I promise you won't be disappointed. Now, stand here. I position them beside the turret and place the lantern at their feet. The light washes them in an unearthly white.
If this is some childish prank, I shall kill you, Felicity warns.
It isn't. I stand on the ground above the old stone and close my eyes. The night air nips at my skin.
Gemma, really? Felicity complains.
Shh! I need to concentrate, I snap. Doubt whispers cruelly in my ear. You can't do it. The power's left you. I won't listen. Not this time. Slowly, I let go of my fear. The ground vibrates beneath my feet. The land itself seems to call to me, pulling me under its spell. My fingers thrum with an energy that both frightens and excites. I open my eyes and put out my hand, searching for the hidden door. I don't see it so much as feel it. The sensation is one of exquisite longing and joy, a wound of desire that cannot be healed. It's whispering to me secrets I don't comprehend, languages I do not know. The wind howls. It whips up small tornadoes of dust. The land shimmers. The faint outline of the door appears again.
Blimey! Anne gasps.
Felicity reaches out tentatively.
You believe that leads to the realms?
On the night of the fire, the Winterlands creatures came to take Sarah, I remind them, and Eugenia Spence offered herself in Sarah's place. She threw her amulet, this amulet, to my mother and sealed the door into the realms. The east wing burned. All traces of the door were gone.
We don't know that this is the same door, Anne says, shivering. It could lead anywhere. To the Winterlands, perhaps.
I'm willing to take that chance, I say, embracing the glimmer of hope I've been offered.
We could be trapped, Anne says.
We're already trapped, Felicity says. I want to find out what has happened to Pip.
She takes my arm. I grab the lantern. Anne, I reach out, and she slips her cold fingers into mine, holding tightly. I take a deep breath, and we step forward. For a second, it feels as if we're falling, and then there is nothing but the dark. It smells musty and sweet.
Gemma,
Anne's whisper.
Yes?
What has happened to Felicity?
I'm here, Fee says, wherever that may be.
I swing the lamp in first, and I'm able to see a few feet ahead. It's a long passageway. The lamplight falls on high, arched ceilings of pale stone. Roots dangle through cracks here and there. In back of us, Spence sleeps, but it's as if that world lies behind glass, and we push on. As we pass, the walls flicker with a faint glow, like hundreds of fireflies lighting the way ahead, while the path behind us shifts into darkness again. The passageway twists and turns in a confusing fashion. Anne's jitters echo in the tunnel.
Don't get us lost, Gemma.
Will you be quiet? Felicity scolds. Gemma, you'd best be right about this.
Keep walking, I say. We come to a wall.
We're trapped, Anne says in a shaky voice. I knew it would come to this.
Oh, do stop it, Fee barks.
It has to be here. I won't give up.
Let the magic go, Gemma. Feel it. Unleash its power.
Something's calling to me. It's as if the stones themselves are waking. The outline of another door appears in the wall, fierce light bleeding around its corners. I give the door a shove. It swings open, accompanied by a flurry of dust, as if it has been sealed for ages, and we step into a meadow redolent of roses. The sky is a clear blue in one direction, and the golden orange of sunset in the other. It's a place we know well, but have not seen for some time.
Gemma,
Felicity murmurs. Her awe gives way to jubilation.
You've done it. We've made it back to the realms at last.